Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live October 14th, 2013. Monday Madness, we call it. NCAA football. Well, you called it a couple upsets. NFL, weekend review. Man, did you see Big Poppy last night? And much, much more. But first of all, how you enjoy your weekend, bro? I know you was, you know, still having a birthday.
Oh, yeah, man. You know how we get down, man. You know, weekend, just, it was just another Hudson's weekend. You know how we get down, man. Wife to a nigga, threw me a little function, you know what I mean? And everything was cool, man. Had a lot of loved ones come out, you know what I mean? So straight off the bat, man, I want to give a shout-out to everybody who came to the party on Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Came through, ate good, kicked it, watched a boring-ass fight, and, you know, saw some good college games, though. Saw Johnny Money do his thing, you know, in a comeback fashion. So it was a lot of good things happening, you know. It was just great to see a lot of family members around. And, you know, it was just another one of them Hudgens functions, getting funky and as high as where we could go, you know what I'm saying? So it was a great weekend, man. How about yourself, man? How was your weekend?
You know the weekend was funky fabulous because I was with you. You know it was funky fabulous. Oh, yeah. But, oh, and we saw some, you know, upsets over the weekend in the college game. And one that was in particular that you called out, we didn't get a chance to talk about on Friday, was Stanford was going to have a tough time with Utah. And I also expressed that I thought Stanford was going to go in and win that game easily. Lo and behold, Utah just upset Stanford. And I must say their national title hopes are over. It's over. One loss in the Pac-12 against a team that isn't ranked, I don't know if they can withstand it, bro. Then you had Georgia at home. You know, they get knocked off by Missouri. And don't tell me about injuries. You can't replace this guy or that guy. That's why you go to Georgia, LSU, Alabama. Next man up, somebody's going to get hurt. Their third stringer can start for most teams in the country. I think it's time to reevaluate your defensive coordinator coach over there at Georgia. They put up 41, and he was knocked out the game. And Roe, Texas, they saved Mac's job. I don't think you like that. They knocked off Oklahoma. Woo! And last but not least, your boy Johnny Money, like you said, came back. What did he show you, man? I got a couple questions for you, bro. What did Johnny Money show you on the fourth quarter comeback? And next week is the BCS. What do you think is shaping up after this upset Saturday? What's your thoughts about the NCAA right now?
Man, well, you know, big shouts out to Texas, man. The University of Texas, that is, in the Red River Shootout. You know, the Longhorns finally decide to show up, you know, and help save Mac Brown's job. Am I upset about that? I'm not upset about Texas winning. You know, to me, I think Mac Brown is still out of there, man. Even though he's been winning some games, you know, they cheated for him last week against Iowa State. And then yesterday against Oklahoma, or Saturday, excuse me, against Oklahoma, they just got on top of Oklahoma quick, and it just happened fast. You know what I mean? It was quick. You know what I mean? And then for the question of the night, you know what I'm saying, I'm all about Johnny Money. You know, you and I were sitting there together, and we had a question mark on our face when the fourth quarter started, because it looked like Ole Miss had gained the momentum at home and were looking to take over the game. And it just so happens to be that Johnny Money had almost cost his team, you know, a costly turnover, but he came back and he showed them that, hey, this is who I am, and watch what I do. And finally, we were able to see Johnny Money in a crucial situation. And what I mean by crucial situation, I mean that, you know, it was a game to where it looked like they were going to lose. And Johnny Money put his team on his back, took the boys down there and scored. Defense held up, and they went down there and got the win with Johnny Money on the second scoring drive to give those guys the victory. So Johnny Money is who we thought he was. You know, all the hype and all the scrutiny that he was getting over the summer, that's over. Now you see the real Johnny Money in between the lines. And if you ask me, L Boogie, I think this guy's going to win the Heisman again, hands down. I mean, there's no other talent out there like Johnny Money. The only thing barring Johnny Money from winning the Heisman this year would be an injury. And I'm not talking about an ankle sprain or, you know, hurt a finger or something. I'm talking like, you know, he has to break an arm and he has to dislocate a knee or something. But other than that, that guy's going to show up. Ken Sumlin has him where he wants him. And those boys are playing hot, you know what I mean? So it is what it is. And as far as that BCS coming out, yeah, I can't wait for that. Stanford had a chance to stay up there, but they just knocked themselves out, so now they'll be playing spoiler. But, you know, I hope it just goes the way that we think it's going to go. Hopefully it'll be either Oregon or Ohio State in the actual national championship game against, you know, the Alabama squad. So, you know, Alabama is going to be there. We know that for a fact. Now we just have to wait and see not only what the BCS numbers are going to come out to be, but we got to wait and see who's going to actually step up and keep that O in the loss column. You know what I mean? So this is where it gets tricky. Up until this point, it's been all fine and dandy. But yeah, Johnny Money, the man. Johnny Money, you are the man.
I know you smell the money. Big up to Johnny at Texas A&M. I like how he was being a leader. He gathered those guys around with about 3 seconds left. And they were praying. And they were hoping that the kicker made the field goal. That's what I'm talking about. Johnny knew he was going to win the game. Did you see the confidence and the aura of this kid? He's destined. He's destined to make a play. Now, can it transcend to the next level? We will see. I hope so. And we must mention that another conference has three teams in the top 10. Three teams in the top 10. Do you, Clemson, and Florida State. We'll see. Things, I think it's going to pan out. It's going to shape up T-Row just because of some of these teams have to play each other. But for teams like Baylor and Texas Tech and Oklahoma, their chances are withered because they have teams in their conference with one or two losses. Ohio State, their chance might have slipped them because Michigan lost. Wisconsin has two losses. Northwestern, MBG, nothing but garbage. They went up to Wisconsin, and Wisconsin took them behind the shed and got in that ass. Oh, my. So, Ro, question of the night before we, you know, go on to, you know, NFL or to the commercial or whatnot. We got the question of the night. If you were to draft today, which quarterback is first off the board? That's the question of the night. You got a couple of them out there.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there. You know what I mean? If the draft were today, who would I take off the board? You know, which quarterback would be first off the board for me? You know, that, I mean, we can almost say that would be, you know, hands down an easy question. But when you get to looking at the quarterbacks who are out there right now, you know, yes, Johnny Manziel would be the overall, you know, number one pick amongst, you know, a number of people. But I want you to think about this, L Boogie, and think about the question of the night, because we have quarterbacks out there in this college game right now that are really doing some big things that people really, really don't know about. You know, some people would say that they're going for Teddy Bridgewater, you know what I mean, from the quarterback from Louisville. Nice kid, but didn't really show me nothing last week when the scouts showed up. You know what I mean? So when the scouts showed up, his panties got tight and he didn't do too well. You know what I mean? So, but Teddy Bridgewater would be up there on that list, on a lot of people's list. How about the guy, the quarterback from Oregon, Marcus Mariota, putting up big numbers in a nice little SPAC conference? You know what I mean? What about the quarterback from LSU, Zach Mecklenburger, very quality quarterback, you know what I mean? How about your boy Aaron Murray, who plays for Georgia? He took a couple of lumps, but guess what? He's got the toughest schedule in the NCAA. I mean, nobody is even close to Georgia's schedule, and Aaron Murray is putting up a lot of numbers. What about your boy from Ohio State, Braxton Miller? I mean, come on, L. You go on and on and on and on. UCLA, Brett Hundley. I mean, damn, have you seen this guy lately? Man, I'm just saying, it's a lot of quarterbacks out there that you really don't know. And, you know, so I would say this. A lot of people think that I would say you know, Johnny Manziel as the first guy off the board. If I had to choose the day, yes, I would say Johnny Manziel. But besides, I have Johnny Manziel 1A, but I would also have a 1B for that. And that guy would actually be Marcus Mariota, the quarterback from Oregon. You talking about getting in his read option and taking it to the next level in the league. This guy is 6'3 and running 4'4. He kind of like RG3, just a little bit taller. He might be just a little bit more accurate than RG3 at this point. And this guy is real good. So if there was a quarterback that I would take, like I said, 1A would be Johnny Money, but, boy, 1B would also be Marcus Mariota because, you know, Johnny Money just had that quality about itself. And remember this, L Boogie, remember this. Johnny Money was at Oregon until Kevin Sumlin came to Texas A&M. So I want you to remember that. Johnny Money would have been in Oregon if it wasn't for Kevin Sumlin taking the job at Texas A&M. So just remember that. Just remember that. So between those two guys, those are the two that I would pick. And, yeah, man, that's a tough one. For right now, that's a tough one. Who would you have?
Exactly. I'm going to just say this. Same thing about what you said as far as Johnny Money being 1A. But I just have a thing of Oregon quarterbacks. I was listening to, you know, our brother station, you know, the sports officials, and they brought into my mind about, let's just think about Akili Smith, Joey Harrington, all these different quarterbacks that have played, Dennis Dixon. These guys have played at Oregon. It reminds me of guys going to Duke, and when they get to the league, they don't do too hot. So that being said, I will have to disagree with you on Marcus. I'm not sold on Teddy, not really. Brett, he needs another year. I was watching his feet work. He needs one more. And I love Brett. You know, he was coached by, you know, one of our good friends, Coach Russ Scott up there at Chandler. So shout out to Coach Russ also. I'm going to go with my man, A.J. McCarron. Reason I say that, am I looking to start a franchise with A.J. McCarron? No. I'm looking for a quality backup that maybe in a couple years can be a starter. I'm looking for my next Brady, man. Everybody's not going to start off and be that guy. It's only certain guys that can do that. So I'm looking for my next Brady because I don't want to throw him to the wolves just yet and blow his confidence. I hope it goes well. You know, and plus he's a winner, bro. And, you know, we need that in the locker room. I won winners. Remember Mike Singletary told Vernon Davis that? I want winners. So that's what you want, those type of people around you. I can go Zach Mecklenburger. I like him. Braxton Miller, I still think he needs one more. Mr. Boyd, we will see this Saturday coming up. He's played a formidable opponent in Florida State. It's at home in Death Valley. So we will see. So, man, that's who I got to go with. I'm going to go with A.J. McCarron. A lot of our callers, I know they're probably thinking A.J. McCarron, but I'm looking at a bag up to becoming a starter, not just getting that guy, because some of these guys, they're going to be picked so high and be number one on their team, and they're not ready. But I would pick him if I was, you know, to do that, just to come in on the second part of his career after about 1 or 2 years. Like I said, my next Brady. Give us a call Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. 347-855-8896. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. I see you, Unc. Man, you better tell Uncle Gary. You better call the show, man. Skeet, I see you. Oh, yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk about the NFL. Matt Schaub being booed by his home team. It's going down. RG3, he took an L in Jerry's World. The Browns. Your Browns friends, where are you? I told you you was going to lose that game. You need to start listening to me. I know my hometown. Let's go.
The whole team and we wildin'. I'm looking good, super fresh and dead, about to finesse the scene, I'm stylin'. The last time I came in here, I hit the whole dropping that ass. And the last time I came in here, I threw a whole lot of that cash. Now this time I posted in the VIP slow motion. And I would stand on this couch, but I'm fucked up and too loaded. These bitches say they want a boss, nigga, and I'm a real boss and they know it. Everybody wants that lifestyle that they rap about, but I show it. I'm blowing something exotic. My foreign bitch erotic. Got Gucci prints on my wallet. Got Louis all in my pocket. This marijuana, this champagne, and these bitches making me jolly. This drink pouring, this liquor flowing. I'm gone out my body.
I'm gone out my body. Gone out my body. Gone out my body.
I feel mad cause I give my zest a little body. This cuss that I got too strong, I swear I got it too solid.
It is.
All I need is some water.
Water.
Real niggas, not a project.
You know it.
Three Z's and a little new, but now a nigga feeling robotic. Now your girl just popped Molly and now she acting chaotic. My bed was making 2 months noise, so I fucked a bitch in the closet. Run my body, I can't feel it.
Nah.
Got a pint of perfume, gotta seal it.
Silly.
And my foreign whip so brilliant. And my exotic stay killing.
Skirt.
No fear. We start broke the Alpine. In the left, I'm Einstein. Hey, now me gon' get in line. Bottom of my shoes line. Ray Charles Benz keep me blind. Blowing on good pine.
You know
that word through the grapevine.
I'm going out my body.
Back live in the asylum. Woo-wee. It's Madness Monday, also Monday Night Football, and we also have the Dodgers and the Cardinals. We're going to talk about that baseball, too. You know, that goes without said, you know. But, Ro, we had a lot of intriguing games yesterday. And, you know, we can talk about some of the games that you know, remember the pick three, the pick'ems that we do on Fridays and, you know, manifest till today. But a couple of things. The Tom Brady, tell me about what you think about the heroics that he put on. Matt Schaub being booed. What do you think about that? And did RG3 struggle, in your opinion? And much, much more. Just tell me what you think about, you know, your week six, you know, picks. And I'm sorry. I am going to say also about what happened to the Cleveland Browns. Just listen to me, and maybe you'll win some money.
Yeah, man, that boy Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is Tom Brady. He is who we thought he is. You know what I'm saying? He, last week he didn't get an opportunity to throw a touchdown, first time in 52 straight games, that is. And, you know, he had to step his game up against another opponent in Drew Brees and Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints. And the Saints really had that game wrapped up until they made a mistake trying to get too cool with the ball. You know what I'm saying? They got too conservative, L Boogie, and it cost them in the end. You know that Tom Brady is right on the heels of Peyton Manning as being one of the greatest regular season quarterbacks of all time. And you give this guy the ball with about a minute 40 left in the game on his own 30-yard line, and what does he do? He does what Tom Brady does. He and Bill Belichick put that two-minute offense man to work, and we saw what happened. Touchdown in the corner to the bum who's been dropping balls all year. Number 85. I can't believe he even caught the ball, let alone get his feet in the end zone. 2 feet. You know what I mean? So big ups to Tom Brady. I love Tom Brady for doing that. You know, like I said, Tom Brady is who we thought he was. You know what I mean? And that's just how New England does it when they're in the groove. You know what I'm saying? Especially playing against a team as stout as the New Orleans Saints and Drew Brees. Now, on the matchup situation, yeah, man, you know, being a fan, it's hard, man. But at the same time, when your number one goes down, L Boogie, you can't be excited to cheer him out the game. Are you dumb? And Houston, guess what happened? Pick six on the very first pass that the backup throws. Were you happy about that, Houston? That's what you were cheering for. You must have known it was coming. You were cheering for the backup to come in and throw an interception. Yes, you got blowed out by the lowly St. Louis Rams. It's all right, Houston. Don't worry about it. Go out and get Vince Young, who you should have drafted number one a long time ago. So go give him a call, because Johnny Money is, you know, it's going to be a while for Johnny Money, man. All right? So don't take the season. Do not take the season. All right? You salty. Well, I know they mad down there. And he's, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to tell you, RG3 is getting his mojo back, L Boogie. That's what's happening. Yeah, they lost, but it's all not on RG3. Like Ray Lewis said, man, one man don't lose the game for you. It's a team thing, man. It's 11 on one side, 11 on the other side, and both sides have to get it done, plus the special teams. So I'm just not going to say RG3 is not doing enough. You know, it was a must-win for the Cowboys as well. So it was just, you know, RG3, he going to get it right. He going to be all right. We saw last night that he began to take off. They're beginning to open up that read option for him a little bit more. And I think he's going to be all right. So I don't think that he didn't do enough. I just think that it was just the Cowboys' time last night. And it was no way that the Cowboys were going to, you know, lose that game, even though it did look like they were going to give it up. But, you know, without DeMarco Murray being in the backfield, you know, after the first quarter, and without, you know, DeMarcus Ware rushing on the end up until halftime, you know, it kind of took away from the little spark that we had, because I think we could have blown them out even worse if those two guys would have been able to finish the game. But it is what it is. And RG3 is getting better. I almost see those guys winning next week just on what I saw last night. So they're gonna be all right. They're gonna be all right. But who I'm really proud of over the weekend, out of all the teams, I'm proud for the Pittsburgh Steelers beating Geno Smith and the New York Jets, because I thought the New York Jets were finally in a groove, but it looks like they have been tamed. And Big Ben looked great yesterday, you know, throwing long balls, doing the old special Big Ben thing. And that was the game that I was most excited about, just having the opportunity to sit down and watch that game yesterday. And, yeah, it looks like Big Ben, they didn't finally gave the reign over to Big Ben and just letting him do his thing. So I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win a few more games, probably a few more than what the people out there may think. So watch out for Pittsburgh, and even though the season may look over early now, but they still have an opportunity to win at least 6-7 games. You know what I mean? Understandably so. Tom Brady to great. Did you see what he did? And also, you know who I'm surprised at? Who's not fired today? The special teams coach for Washington. He should be whacked. Get him out of here. You keep kicking it to the same guy. What's wrong with you? And you want me to tell you who I'm proud of? We haven't talked about old Superman, old Cam. Went over there, had 4 touchdowns total. He looked it like himself. Hopefully they can get in the groove and save Rivera's job, because it looks like he's next on the chopping block as well. And one more, you know, team that I will say that I'm very intrigued about and don't understand what's going on with them, and that's the Bengals. How you're up 10 points and then going to 14 points and going to overtime with Buffalo, but you're on the road. They show up, but then they lay eggs. They need to get some consistency. I saw some couple drop balls by A.J. Green. So I'm very intrigued on that team and see, you know, if they can keep it going. And sorry, Jacksonville, moral victories are not in the business. You covered the spread, but that's not a victory. That's not a victory. And Tampa Bay, wow. I didn't know it can get that bad down there in the sun. And old man Schaub, bro, I lived in Cleveland, Ohio. They drafted a guy named Tim Couch. The same thing happened. He got hurt, and they booed him. Guess what he did? He started crying in the locker room. He was already MBG player, nothing but garbage. Look at you now. But you don't boo. But you got to play. You're getting paid. People are paying their money. They're spending either money to go to the game or money on a ticket or beer, whatever feeds their fetish to watch you play. Picky-poo. Oh, my. Hey, even Peyton Manning throws one every once in a while. Streets is talking, bro. What else you think? Oh, tough conference, NFC West. Everybody has a 500 record. We can't sleep on that conference. It's tough. Seattle, 5-1. San Francisco 4-2, and then you have the Rams and the Cardinals sitting at 3-3. It's a very formidable conference. So when you play that conference, you better beware, I must say. Everybody lost in the AFC North but the Steelers. What are the Cleveland Browns fans saying now? Get you now. Come on now. It's a long season. You got to mount up. You got to. This is what you got to do for the teams that's on the 500 or lower side. This is what you got to do. You got to mount up. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. 347-855-8896. My cellmates, Jewel the GT Row. I'm L Boogie. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. When we get back from the commercial, we're going to talk a little baseball and about this Tim Bradley guy. Let's go, bro.
Side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked the left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped off the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers put some gas, so I said, I'm
pissed. These girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to make up better things than some horny.
funny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Observe, I just left a gang of hoes over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them dames was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chorus broke. And just sing real nice, would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side
NFL teams and the teams upset Saturday. You gotta mount up. You gotta regulate. You gotta show your character. You gotta come back. That's what you gotta do. That was regulated by Warren G and the late Nate Dogg. Once again, we wanna say big up, Skeetamo. We see you, baby, holding down the D. I know you had a great weekend. Texas won and the Cowboys. Ew. Unc, I see you. I know you upset that your Browns lost, but it's all good, baby. Y'all will be all right. Just need a quarterback. Speaking of that, we got a fan on the line. As usual, always calling in, weighing his views. Clevelander and Cleveland fan. D-Mac, what's the deal, baby? How you doing on this Monday evening?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. What's up, fellas?
How you doing? How you doing? Let's cut to the chase. you know, Friday you weighed in and said that the Browns are going to, you know, win that game. What was your take on what happened yesterday in the loss?
Once again, Whedon is not the answer. They need to go over there in Canada and go get Troy Smith, go get somebody. T. Roy, he could be the quarterback, man. I blame it on the defense. I mean, we went in halftime, with a 10-point lead. They let them guys come back. I blame everybody, the whole team, my fault. I mean, they held Megatron down. The flag that they threw on my boy Joe, that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? But Wheaton, he sucks. The defense, they played bad the second half. They let them guys come back.
Didn't put a whole 60 minutes of football together for the home team. I told you about Reggie Bush, that he was going to have a nice game. Reason being, because your middle linebackers can't cover a cold. And I'm watching them. They're good on the run, but they can't cover a cold. But let me ask you this. Against your other team in the NFC, the Saints, how do you evaluate that game? Tough loss? Did they lose the game or did Brady win the game?
They choked. They choked at the end. The play calling was terrible. They thought they had the game in hand. You give the best player the ball with a minute something left. You can't do that. It was terrible play calling on the offense. It was they was trying to be too conservative, and the defense did good pretty much the whole game. You know, they shut Graham down. Brady almost didn't have another touchdown for the second straight game, but at the end, he stepped up to the plate and did what Brady do. They choked.
So it was more so of the Saints losing the game, not New England winning the game.
Yes, sir.
Did you get any? What was your take? Just, you know, what did you think about, you know, week six? What was your take on that?
I was shocked. Oakland didn't go in, and they didn't play hard at Kansas City. I thought they would have went in and played a lot better. Oakland, that was bad. Houston, they done, man. They done tanked the whole season. I mean, they let the Rams come in there and destroy them. They made Sam Bradford look like the number one pick he was. I mean, that was terrible. That was terrible. The fans, that was trifling what they did. We never want to, boo these players when they get hurt and things like that. You know, I do agree with a lot of people, man. That wasn't good at all. You know, what they did, that was real, real unclassy. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no class whatsoever. And that Geno, he looked terrible. You know, Geno either up and down. He start out good, he's going to have a good game. He start out bad, he's going to have a bad game.
Street, you already know it, D-Max. That's just the way he is, man. He like the roller coaster ride. 1 minute you're high on the hog. Next, you down in the dumps. But, D-Mac, hey, man, I want to ask you, man, I want to switch gears on you, you know what I mean? You know, let's switch over to this college side, man, because we had upset Saturday, in almost every conference, you know what I mean? Pac-12,
yes,
number
sir.
5, Stanford, goes down. Georgia, number 7, SEC, goes down again. And we know that they couldn't take another loss. And then in the Big 12, the big one, OU loses to Texas. Were you surprised by any of the losses that these top 25 teams have taken?
The Georgia loss shocked me, but to me, Georgia, I think, had the hardest schedule. Every time I look up, Georgia playing a ranked team. You know what I'm saying? Georgia got a tough schedule, man. And, you know, they play some games, but, you know, it's just like it's any given Sunday. It's any given Saturday, teams coming to play. They coming to play, you know, and that's what those teams did. I mean, your boy, Johnny, shit, they almost lost.
They was on that alert too,
and they pulled it out. You know, he stepped up to the plate in the fourth quarter. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia's losing. I didn't see that one. Stanford, I didn't see that one. But, yeah, it was some good games on this weekend, buddy.
It was some great games on. Now, I don't know if you've heard while you was holding on, but the question of the night that L Boogie had posed to all the callers, if the draft were today, which of the college quarterbacks that are out there right now, which one of them would be the first off your board? Now, there's a lot of them, okay? But besides Johnny Money, because we know Johnny Money is 1A. We know he's going to win the Heisman again, and we know where that's going. But there are other quarterbacks, Marcus Mariota from Oregon, A.J. McCarron from Alabama, Teddy Bridgewater from Louisville, Taj Boyd from Clemson, Aaron Murray from Georgia, Braxton Miller from Ohio State. If you could choose any quarterback right now, if the draft were today, who would you get besides Johnny Money 1A?
Okay, the hit on one of your questions real quick. I don't think that he's going to win the Heisman this year. Just on the strength of what he did, you know, during the off season. Those guys, you know, that won the Heisman and stuff, you know, they take pride in that. And what he did, he didn't carry himself good. And I truly think that they're going to hold that against him. I think they're going to hold that against him. He did a lot of foolish stuff. I could be wrong, but we'll see. But that's my opinion. I like my boy from Clemson. I like him, and I like Bridgewater from Louisville. Yep, I like both of those guys. You know, if I was trying to, you know, get a quarterback in, I would roll with one of those two guys before I go get Johnny. That's me personally.
Okay.
I think they got more size. They got just as good of an arm as him. They can scramble, and they big quarterbacks.
Okay.
So those two guys, I really like their work ethic, and I like what they bring to the game.
That's what's up. Were you able to watch the fight this weekend between Tim Bradley and Juan Manuel Marquez?
Big bro, I was not about to pay no money for pay-per-view to see those bums fight. Not at all.
Yeah,
I seen the little highlights on ESPN, but I'm glad Bradley won. Maybe Floyd to give him a big payday and knock him out. But no,
I
just seen the highlights. I was not about to pay no money. That show shouldn't even been on pay-per-view. That should have been something that we can just turn to Showtime or HBO and watch. But, I'm glad Bradley won. So, Floyd got four more fights left. So, you know, Floyd might give him a big money day. Give him a big money day so he can take care of his family.
I think this one will be the one where we'll be happy because Tim Bradley does not have a chin. I'm sorry, Timmy, but you go down easy. You might get back up, but you go down easy. And once again, I don't know if you heard about the scorecard, another split decision. It was, quite frankly, a unanimous decision that Tim Bradley won that fight. Yes, he got hit a couple of times, but who doesn't in boxing? I mean, you're going to get hit a couple of times, but Tim Bradley really dominated that fight. And like I said, Marquez cannot handle athletic fighters. These guys are more athletic than Manny Pacquiao.
Hey, boxing is so fixed. And I'm glad y'all brought the boxing up. I got a question to ask y'all. One of my buddies Saturday was telling me, and I said, I'm going to ask my dudes and them Monday when I get on the show. And I never heard this before. He states that he feels Floyd Mayweather give the guy that he fights an extra $3 million or whatever to tank the fight. I said, you got to be crazy. And I just want to throw that out there to y'all guys and y'all, you know, y'all hit on it and y'all let me know what y'all think. But I said no. I said, I never heard that one before. And when I go to the barbershop tomorrow, I'm going to bring it up. He truly believes Floyd give these guys extra money to throw fights. What do you guys think about that?
Big brother D-Mac, you know what that is, man. I'm not going to call him a hater. What I'm going to say is that he just really wants to see Floyd lose. And it's no way. We've never saw in boxing anybody throwing a fight. Even in No Mas, That Mexican didn't throw no fight. He just got tired of getting his ass whooped. You know what I mean? So it ain't no he paying anybody extra to lose. Bitch, I'm giving you $20 million up front. You talk on the phone and say you want to fight me? $20 million is in your bank account. What is your routing number so I can get you your money? So these guys get paid. Yeah, these guys getting way, way more than they ever were going to make, four times more than they were going to make in any in a career, in any other fight. And then you, now, man, get the hell out of here. Floyd makes all the money. He going
to
give
you
a majority.
Like I tried to tell my dude, I said, with them going in there winning, they're going to get more money. They're going to get a belt.
Right.
They're going to get more people want to fight them. So why would they throw a fight? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why would they? That don't make no sense to me.
Brother,
he
I'm not going
to
call him a hater. I'm not going to call him a hater. He just wants to see somebody. He just
Who's
wants to
hater?
See Floyd go down, you know? See, we don't know him, so we can't call him a hater. Maybe you can. You got that right. But we're just going
to
say
that. I gave him the number to the show. I don't know if he's chiming in. But if he is, Damon, you a hater, dog.
Damon, you on blast. The world has heard you. So, yeah, D-Mac, I really can't agree with that. Like you said, anyone beating Floyd, they will get even a more payday than just an extra $3 million. And you're getting probably, like T-Roy said, I'm going to reiterate it, one of your fights with Floyd, that's a career for most the majority of the fights. It's one fight. So what's the extra $3 million? That's nothing.
Right.
He got to do the math. He needs to understand that. But
you know,
as usual, man, you know, we appreciate you weighing in. And I'm going to say one more thing. In the Browns, who do they play next week, D-Mac? I just want you to say
They play the Green Bay Packers, man.
Okay, they play the Green Bay Packers. Where they playing them at again?
I don't know, man. They going to lose, man. I think I dinked them. I went in the tote, man, and pulled out the Browns gear. I sent you a picture, man. I shouldn't even put that shit on, man. I messed up, man. I dinked them.
Exactly. The superstition commercial. You dinked them. You should have kept it in the tote box.
Man, I'm trying to jump back on the bandwagon, man. It's a roller coaster ride with these guys, man. Hey, I love y'all, man. The show is hot tonight. I know we're going to have some more people chiming in. I love you guys. And you know what it is, man. I'll chime in Friday, man.
No doubt, no doubt. And don't forget, D-Mac, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends.
And tell David to quit. Hey, you know how I do, baby. I got y'all, man.
No doubt. Tell Damon, get some money so he can be on the money team and stop hating. We going to get you, Damon. After we come back from commercial, we're going to talk a little baseball, and then we're going to get back into the asylum. A little preseason basketball as well. Don't forget the number, 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. Where the UGK it is? Let's go, Ro.
Killer, all right, gotta die, even Master Splinter, yeah. Murder 187, I be killing them bitches, I hope all dogs go to heaven, and I got Xanax. Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman. I'm selling all these hoes' dreams. Got a white girl with bitch titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch. Call me the BB King. You know I got that mouth outer. Then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas. Can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want. I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. But y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. That pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. Rest in.
then pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight. And that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck.
You hoe ass.
I'm
AK on my nightstand. Right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat. No weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. Then I make that pussy tap out. I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out. But that just how the dice roll. These hoes on that hose pipe. So I give all these hoes pipe. She get on that dick and stay on all night like porch lights. Let's do it. Fuck talking. We out here. We ballin'. And I'm spraying at these Western niggas like WD 40. We fucked up. We trucked up. No ifs, ands, or fuck. Bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks. And that's fucked up. But my hoes down. My cups up. My niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly. But tell them hoes I pluck feathers. I'm Tucci. Young Tucci. I'm a truck fit. Fuck Gucci. She blowing kisses at me with her pussy lips. Smooches, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you, now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Hey, yo, fuck all y'all
bitches.
The streets is talking sports talk show, and as usual, man, we coming from the asylum. Juel the G, my cellmate, also T-Row, and I'm your boy, L Boogie. Get at us. Send me a tweet, at LBoogie15. You know, also if you want to follow me on, you know, Instagram, at LBoogie15, just do that. And then you might be like, you know, me and Ro and Lil Wayne and, you know, 2 Chainz. Oh, my nigga look rich as fuck. Look at me. Look at us. All my people look rich as fuck. Even my girlfriends. Man, before we get back into the asylum, bro, we got to talk a little baseball, man. It's playoff time. Did you see what Big Poppy did last night? Finney, 2 outs. They bring in the reliever, Jim Leland. And he hits a grand slam. Poor Torii Hunter. Did he play the ball wrong, bro? He said he lost it in the lights. And then he got upset at the security guard. I think the security guard was hollering, was laughing at him. And can the Dodgers hold serve at home? Right now they're up 2-0 in the bottom of the 6th. Wow, bro, this baseball, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, it's pitching and timely hitting. What you think about Big Poppy heroics, man? Where do you rate this guy?
Man, as always, you know how it is, L Boogie. When it's time for the big stars to step up, you know what's going to happen. It's no different in the NFL when it gets crucial in playoffs and trying to make it to the Super Bowl. We saw Ray Lewis and the Baltimore Ravens do that. You know, it's nothing different like in basketball. When LeBron wants to take over and the Miami Heat depends on this guy, he does what he needs to do to win the games. And it's no different in baseball. Here you have it, Big Poppy. Just at the plate, ready to do what he does. And what's so funny about it, L Boogie, is that the guy, well, I'm not just going to put it on him, but none of the guys in the Boston Red Sox lineup could touch the pitcher who was in the beginning in Matt Scherzer. He was striking these guys out left and right. I think he had 13 strikeouts last night, left with only 1 run on the board. Man, let me tell you,
That's where Jim Leland messed up. He should have left Scherzer in the game. I don't give a damn if you tired. I don't give a damn if your arm is sore. Guess what? We need this victory. And if the Detroit Tigers would have won that game, they would have gone up 2-0 in that series on the road. We know that they're a good team at home, but they would have been up 2-0 at home or going home. You know what I mean? So now having it 1-1, you give Boston some life. And let's not forget, Boston is playing for a whole nother reason. We have to remember the Boston Marathon bombing and everything else that didn't happen in Connecticut and around that area. So these guys are really playing for the city and the local area, that all that's connected together out there. Yeah, that little tri-state area over there in Boston, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and all that. Those guys are playing for not just themselves. And ever since that incident happened, who's been more noticeable? The Boston Red Sox. Even though it's been up under the radar, they have been the team who's been doing the most since that happened. Believe me, everybody talking about the Dodgers, but oh well, it's been the Boston Red Sox. So get it right. They ended up having the best record of all the baseball this season, and nobody knew it. Flying up under the radar. So Big Poppy and the Boston Red Sox, it's in their tradition. Kind of it felt like it was about to happen when the bases got loaded. And once he hit the grand slam, pitcher can't even find the back catcher anymore. Throwing wild balls, this and that, and then throwing it over the plate. It went from good to bad real quick, real quick. So I bet that Jim Leland learned his lesson. I can guarantee you this, Justin Verlander will finish the game. He will finish the game, unlike Matt Scherzer did just last night. But big ups to Boston. You know, the Dodgers, I think I called them last week some road warriors. I thought they would be able to win one at least on the road, and they weren't able to, so now they're down 2-0. So I think they'll even it up. It'll be 2-2 by the time they leave L.A. You know what I mean? This is going to be a great series because we all know what St. Louis is going to do. They look just like Boston. I mean, when it was crucial, you know, the score was 0-0 going into the ninth inning when these guys decided that they wanted to go ahead and put one run up and get the game over with. You know what I mean? So tradition runs thick in St. Louis, and I think the Dodgers have learned from that. And they're going to play a lot better at home. So, you know, big ups to Boston for doing what they're doing. I still got, you know, I picked the Red Sox for winning that one. And I got the Dodgers winning in the National League, Boogie. So, you know, it's going to even out. And this is what I'm going to end with, El Boogie. For those who are out there that say baseball is a boring game and, you know, you just can't sit around and watch it, this is the time to watch it. Because you will never see pitchers do or pitchers pitching like they're pitching right now. You won't see batters hitting like they've ever hit before. This is the time when you see it. And let me tell you, baseball is hot right now. And there's a lot of good pitchers out there, El Boogie, that I'm picking up on. And what? Boy, we got some young studs over there in baseball. What's your thoughts?
Yes, and on that note, I'm seeing, you know, like I said, even though they were knocked out, I'm seeing more African Americans playing in the postseason. Big ups to baseball. We're starting to get that, like you said, get it back hot. I'm going to go against the situation with the Dodgers. I just don't see it. I don't see the plate discipline. I don't see other pitchers that can probably win on the road if it's not Kershaw or Greinke, they're in trouble going back to St. Louis. So I'm going to go with Carlos Beltran. I told you, he was a professional hitter. You have to watch out for that guy. He's been doing it for a long time. He's a professional hitter. Somewhere or another, St. Louis Cardinals get professional hitters. Albert Pujols. I can go on and on. Willie McGee, Vince Coleman, these guys, Ozzie Smith. professional hitters. Not home run guys, but they'll get timely hitting for you. Baseball. Big Poppy. And, bro, I got to disagree, man. There's more games to play. You got to take him out. He pitched 108 pitches, man. You got to take him out. I can see if it was game seven, but it's only game two. But to your point, will that affect the series now? Because if they lose, I think Jim Leland should get whacked or retire. Go collect the Social Security check. It's over. For you. But, man, before we switch, we got another caller coming in. Man, the chef, Mr. Controversy, on from Cleveland, Ohio, Huff Heights Avenue. How you doing, sir?
I'm living, man. How y'all doing, man?
Oh, man, we doing pretty good. The weather is beautiful right now. You know, just keeping our heads in the clouds as usual. And we didn't get a chance to talk about NCAA on Friday because we were talking about in depth about Adrian Peterson and his situation. But we know we have a little time. What was your outcome or what was your take on Upset Saturday?
Listen, man, I promise y'all, man, I swear to God, man, I picked the three upsets of which the world would have, all the callers after me were like, man, that man is crazy. I'm the only person in America that picked it. Utah over Stanford. I've been rolling with them Utah guys for a lot of years, man.
I must say it was another guy in America that agreed with you, and that was, you know, T. Rowe, my host. He told me that. I told him that it was, you know, there was no way. So I'm going to admit that I was wrong, but T. Rowe, he also had that upset special. But continue.
I took Texas over Oklahoma. And, man, it's meant to be. They got a three-way controversy going on. And all about the controversy. Oklahoma been taking a look at Texas for years. I took Texas over Oklahoma. And my last pick of the day, of which I thought I was just flat out crazy for taking, I took Missouri over Georgia. I don't like them Georgia guys. I think them guys are overrated. And my theory is proven why.
Hey, Miss Controversy, this your boy T-Row, man. I hear you say Georgia is overrated, but they play with the toughest schedule, you know, in the NCAA today. And, I mean, they play a lot of top 25 teams every week. You know, it's just not that they're in the SEC, but even from week one to week three or week four, you know, if it's not a conference game, it's somebody pretty elite on that top 25 list. And I'm not talking below top 10. You know
that's
what I mean?
Cool. Tennessee,
these guys.
Tennessee do too. So, like, what? So what? I just don't believe in Georgia. I don't believe in the Bulldogs. I don't believe in them.
I feel you on that. They do let you down in the biggest of the biggest games. I still think they're going to take another loss before the season is over with because their schedule still is rough from here on out. And with the BCS standings coming out next week, oh, man, it's going to be rough on those guys.
Man, it's been an exciting 3 days, man. We got to give it up for the sports world, man. The sports world, it's been an exciting 3 days, man. It's been upset Saturday.
And it's just
going
to get better. It's just going to get better.
No, hold on. It's been funky Friday. It's been upset Saturday. And it's been controversy Sunday. We can start from Friday to Sunday. But we ain't got that much time, so I'm going to start with Sunday, baby. Listen, man. Matt Schaub would never step on a Houston, Texas field as a starting quarterback. Never. Flat out. It's been done. It's been said. And man, hold on. Let's start in Cleveland, Ohio. What about them bad calls from the refs, man? We got this garbage-ass man, Brandon Wheaton, stepping back in. He don't know what the fuck he's doing. He's an average white boy. He's freezing under pressure and all doing all type of simple ass mistakes. You know, man.
Hold on.
The streets.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Wait. Oh, hold on, Mr. Controversy. I know you just didn't say the ref was making bad calls. I saw two
bad
kids.
Calls,
one that went for six. That had nothing to do with the refs.
Man, bad calls, man. But we're not going to blame the refs. I'm blaming Brandon Wheaton, and I'm blaming our inconsistent defense that played yesterday. That's who I'm blaming. That's who the hit on. Listen, Brandon Wheaton, he might have been 11 for 17, remarkable numbers, but he just makes stupid mistakes, man. Like, the play caller, like, he's not a threat to go downfield, man. It's impossible, man. I wish they just sit up here and just put Jason Campbell in. Let's just stop it, man. Let's stop these shenanigans, man. We 500. Let's just make it stop right here. Let's just go head on and just put a quarterback in to know how to win, because this man here, Brandon Wheaton, he's going to end up getting assassinated.
So the people are going to pull a mad shot on Brandon Wheaton in Cleveland, Ohio.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm on the verge of going to holler at him myself, and I ain't going to his house. I'm going to catch him outside First Energy Stadium. That's the type of point I'm on.
You're gonna go to the stadium and go up to Brandon Wheaton, and you're gonna smack him in his head.
I'm gonna hit him with some stadium mustard. That's all need to be said. I'm gonna cop him with some stadium mustard, because the things he's doing as our leader is inconsistent. He's making dumb decisions and he's freezing. Underplicit. He's not even tough. He comes from Oklahoma. He's not even tough. Let's just be honest. He's not even tough. Let's see him just get down. I'm through talking about that clown. He on his way up out of here.
Switching gears with you. Did you get a chance to watch the Marquez Timothy Bradley fight?
I'm not a fan of boxing no more as of right now. You know, but I see there's a lot of controversy into it, so I had to watch the fight. You know, and it's just one round. I mean, one sports card to sit up for a split decision, man. And that's Timothy Bradley. Hey, you know what, but you're right, man. That man does not have a chin. But at the same time, does Floyd possess that power to even put it on him like that?
I think it'll be entertaining, and he will.
I'm not saying that he's not skilled. But does he have the power to even put it on him like that?
That's a good question. I think that's what people would want to see.
You know, it was a more exciting fight than Canelo and Mayweather. But you know, it was cool. I didn't order it. You know, I YouTubed it. You know, free. So I had to see what. I had to see what all the hype was about. Oh my God! Oh no, man! You know the streets is talking, man. Is y'all here when I'm here?
What's that?
Is y'all here when I'm here though? The streets is talking though. Is y'all here when I'm here?
About what? We always get our ear to the street.
Kyrie Irving is guaranteeing that he will be the MVP of the NBA this year. Did y'all hear them numbers? Did y'all hear that?
Yes, I heard it. The first thing I said is, he doing dope or dog food? Which one?
I think he's snorting.
He need to tell me he's trying to be defensive player of the year. We know you can play offense, son, but where's your defense?
Man, the streets is talking, man. There's a lot of things going on, man, right now, man. AP, I wish his numbers were more efficient, you know. But, during his situations, he was, 10 rushes. That's not AP numbers.
Well, since you're in the streets of Cleveland,
What's the timetable on Andrew Bynum playing?
Oh, man. Man, is he ever going to be cleared to play? Like, can we just see him at least one game this preseason, man? I'm saying, though, listen, the streets have talked, man. If Andrew Bynum, listen, if Greg Oden play one preseason game and this man Andrew Bynum don't play at least one preseason game, he's going to get whacked on Ontario. He could be in the horse casino. He could be in a horseshoe casino, but he don't want to play no preseason game. He's going to get whacked. And then they're going to whack Dan Gilbert. The mob, we're going to send a mob at Dan Gilbert. I'm going to go look Eddie Holland, my partners, and them, and we're going to send a mob at Dan Gilbert because he got that large spread.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a whole other controversy, man. The streets talking. Preseason started up. NFL Sunday, controversy Sundays, man, upset Saturdays, man, funky Fridays, man. The streets is talking, man. The streets is, and I want to let y'all know this: the Packers is real hurt right now. No Clay Matthews, no wide receivers. Yeah, the Browns looking real good for this one, baby.
Did number 12 for Green Bay get hurt?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't think he's on the injury report, so I think we'll be all right.
Oh, so you a Green Bay fan, huh?
Of course. I don't know if you listen to the show. I don't care who's at the helm. I am a Green Bay Packer fan, and everybody else can beat it.
Man, listen, man, L. I'm sick of you, man. I just want to let you know that. I'm sick of you. Hey, listen, man. Flat out, man. The streets are man, fuck a cheesehead, man. Fuck a Packer. Listen, man. Fuck a Packer. Fuck a Cowboy. Listen, man. If you ain't riding with the Cleveland
hey, man,
Browns,
you watch
man.
Your damn mouth.
Hey, man. We riding on you, man. I'm sick of I'm tired of this, man. I'm fed up, man. I'm fed up calling
hey,
in
listen.
And always getting disrespected. The streets talking, man. Listen. I'm going to come out there on that West Coast, man, where it's all palm and shining, man, and I'm going to come see about that, man, because I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of it, man.
You bring your
y'all
ass home. Because I need to know what's in your cup. We are here waiting on you. You know we got goons, man. You see how we got goons? Guess what? You can't even talk back. And on that note, we gon' go to the Master P, A-Ball and MJG. We on the meal ticket, man. And when you on the meal ticket, we got gone. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. 347-855-8896. Call the asylum. Get at us. Your boys, UL, C-Roe, L Boogie. Let's do it, bro. It's your boys, man, my cellmates, Jewel the GT Roe. I'm your host, L Boogie. We on always, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. To all our callers, man, you know you can always go back and listen to yourself at blogtalkradio.com, category sports, and go to that search box, The Streets is Talking. Man, let's recap the show. Week 6 of the NFL, upset Saturday. The ALCS and the NLCS. Tim Bradley, he came in and he did what he was supposed to do. He got the essay. Question of the night. If the draft was today, besides Johnny Money, who would be your first quarterback off the board? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Because you on the streets is talking, baby. Man, I just got one more thing before we go to another call. You know, our ears is always to the street, T-Row. And you know what was alarming to me that we, you know, we came across and we read about the tutor at the University of North Carolina. He's been a tutor there for 23 years. 23 years. More than half my life. And he resigned because the senior forward to come back on the team, P.J. Harrison, was suspended indefinitely, but will be back on the team. He was appalled. He was embarrassed. There has to be some other things going on with that. How do you feel about a tutor for the University of North Carolina for 23 years resigning that position due to the situation that happened with P.J. Harrison?
Yeah, that situation, you know, not only was he a tutor, but he was a professor at the University of North Carolina as well. And being there, I'm pretty sure that he just saw a lot of good things happen, you know, having Dean Smith as the coach first and now Roy Williams, and one or two in between before they got Roy Williams, you know what I mean? And the way that the University of North Carolina have been carrying themselves for Lord knows how long, you know, I think, like you said, embarrassed would be the best word to use in this situation for that professor. And for him to take a stand and say, you know, I'm done with it, you know, it's kind of hard to not agree with this guy, because at the same time, you know what it is, El Boogie. We got to have these guys do their own work and you know, make sure that they're going to be able to take care of themselves outside of the university. And, you know, P.J. Harrison has been nothing but a thug down there in Chapel Hill. He was arrested with marijuana possession, you know, a firearm. You know, this guy just been doing all kind of stupid stuff, and yet, out of all this stuff, they going to let this guy get back on the team. Now, L Boogie, I don't know what's going on with the University of North Carolina, you know what I mean? But for this professor to actually take a stand like that, I think that we may be looking at some trouble coming up in the future for the University of North Carolina, because, you know, the guy of his nature or the guy of his stature probably knows something that we don't know. And with that, you know, he say, man, before the shit hit the fan, I'm out of here. You know what I mean? And so I think that we just may be looking at something in the near future where there might be some penalties against the University of North Carolina. I'm not saying that for sure, but for whatever reason, they're going to let P.J. Harrison get back on the team, you know, from all the stuff that he's been going through. I think it's something else going on that side, man. That's why they you know, I can't say for sure, but it's got to be something else. But you know, this is the street. Niggas just don't quit their job for nothing.
You know what it was? It's the streets, and just think, if you was a regular person, he was also said that if he was to get caught with the firearm in his car,
driving without a license, and knowing convicted felons like P.J. Harrison, he would be fired. He wouldn't be allowed to be to get back on the team. He would be fired. And I think that was the thing that really, you know, put the nail in the coffin for that professor. So all our callers, you might need to look that up. It's very, very, you know, alarming that one of your professors and tutor for 23 years would just resign like that over that situation. But he had a valid point. If you're on your job, and that was to happen, even if you were in a union job, your job is in jeopardy. He still kept a scholarship. Just wanted to, you know, we, like I said, we always in the streets, and we have, you know, all type of issues and things that we talk about. And before we continue, man, let's get our host from the sports officials. T. Nick, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm good for, excuse me, a Monday evening after another Browns loss. So, you know, I'm breathing, so everything is good. How about y'all, man?
Oh, man, you know, it's Madness Monday. And for some of us, you know, it was a good Monday, you know, when your NFL team win. But when it loses, it's not that good of a Monday at the water cooler or at the coffee pot.
So I'm gonna tell you, though, because if they rewind it, man, to go back into your archives, and, you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when Brian Hoyer was doing his thing, and I called and I told everybody it was fool's gold. I told everybody that. I said there was the gold chain that you go down and you get at the flea market. You know, it's not something that you're going to buy at Zales. It's not the real gold. It's the fake gold. And that's what we got right now. The one thing that just summed up the game yesterday, man, is when we down by 7 and Whedon tried the Brett Favre flip from the middle of the pocket to the sidelines, and the dude just picked it off. And I couldn't do nothing but just look at him and just say, this ninja right here. That's all I can say about that one, man. That's all I can say, man. Did y'all see that flip, man? He made the come on, man, tonight. You seen that? Did y'all see that tonight?
Oh, man, did I see it. But, you know, my uncle, let him rest in peace, he used to watch the Cleveland Browns games with socks. And every time he didn't want to crush the TV, so he threw socks at the TV. It used to be so funny.
Hey, if he was alive, man, God rest his soul, he would have threw the whole being yesterday, man, after seeing that flip. Man,
he was the first person I thought about.
that was ridiculous, man. I think Mr. Controversy, man, y'all just pissed him off, man. He just went off the cliff, man. What y'all do to him, man? He just dropped the F-bombs on the Packers, on the Cowboys, and he just got tired of all of it, man. That's the pent-up frustration of believing we're going to win, but then get let down in the end. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what it was. And I heard him say the defense was too inconsistent, man. It ain't the defense. The defense was on the field the whole second half. You know, they get tired out there. You can only do so much, man. Yeah, they made some mistakes, some costly penalties, and, you know, they let the tight end, man, who the world just found out who he was yesterday with those horrible end zone dances. He got 3 catches for 32 yards and 3 touchdowns, man. We may never even see from him again, but, you know, only in Cleveland do stuff like that happen, man. But, you know, that defense, man, the defense is okay, man. It's just the offense, man. We don't come out in the second half. Did anybody realize, man, that the Browns been winning all 6 games at halftime? All 6 games at halftime. And then the 3 games that they lost, they've been outscored 55-3 in the second half. That's the story of the season right there. So, get ready for Monday Night Football. That's all I can tell you. Oh, yeah, I got you. 55-3, man.
Damn.
The last 3.
What a
you
bet.
Know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Hey, got to blow the whistle on them boys. You know what I'm saying? 55-3 is all I can say about that, man. You know, but, you know, I ain't going to keep on talking about them, man. I'm going to let that roll. And I heard a question of the night. You know, the question of the night, you know, we all want Money Manziel. I say we all. Most of the Cleveland fans want Money Manziel. But if I had to have the second one, man, I'm going to roll with Todd's boy. That's what I'm going to roll with. You know, being a Kane fan, SEC fan, I watched a lot, man. I watched him a lot. You know, he beat Georgia earlier. You know, he beat down LSU last year. You know, he beat somebody else, man. I forgot, but he came through on Saturday. You know, they was losing on Saturday. He came through on Saturday. The boy got a rock arm. He can run the ball. He got that heart. He got swag. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, they're going to find something in this game. They're going to say he's too small. They're going to pull the Russell Wilson on him, and he's going to drop down to the third round or something like that. Somebody's going to pick a flyer on him, and then he's going to go ball out somewhere else. But Todd's boy, man, Boyd over Bridgewater. You know, Bridgewater's fool's gold right now. That's Jamarcus Russell. But I'm going to tell y'all that GM you got in Cleveland, old Lombardi, he's going to fall in love with Bridgewater. Mortgage the future on him, and he's going to be a bust. You heard it here first. I'm going to tell you that right now. And that's all I got to say about that.
Listen to this.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Go on, stick it to the football before you go to the Money Mayweather. People were out there talking about, oh, wow, we have Norm Turner. So at halftime, teams make adjustments. So that goes with the coaching as well. So that's why I keep trying to tell people you're sold on Norv Turner. Man, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, and Michael Irvin ain't walking through that door. You can't keep being sold because he had those three guys.
But Damian ain't walking through that door.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, go ahead.
So I just, like you said, 55-3 at halftime. And then you lose these games, you go you're 500, and you can easily be 5-1, 4-2.
All right.
And I tried to tell D-Mac, when you're human, and when you're on that field, you can only do so much when you're stopping a juggernaut like Megatron and Reggie Bush and Matt Stafford. That's very tough to stop. But continue your boxing point.
It is tough to start before I get on money because I want to go back onto the I think it was D-Man called out his homeboy being a hater about the $3 million. But it is hard to stop those dudes. But at the same time, you got a quarterback back there who just don't have it. There was a reason why he went to go play baseball because he didn't have it in football. And then once we find out he didn't have it in baseball, there was a reason why he left baseball to come back to college and try to play football. You know, so there was a reason why nobody else wanted him, you know, but it's a reason behind that, and that's because he don't have the it factor. You seen him back there panicking yesterday. You know how you at the line, you know, he panicking like my sisters down there on Kansas when they're going to swipe their EBT card, you know, and the government is on strike and that EBT card don't go through and you can't get your food right there. You're in line and you're looking around. You know you got money in there, but it won't work, and you're sitting there and you're panicking. That's how he be in the pocket. He just be sitting there just panicking, man, and that little flip shuffle pass he did yesterday, man, that just did it for me. You know, they're not going to put Jason Campbell in there, so everybody can forget that. They're going to leave Whedon in there. We're going to tank the season. That's the way of tanking the season. They're going to say we're going to follow our quarterback 100%. He's our guy. We're going to roll with him. No, we're going to tank the season. We weren't supposed to get no three wins in the first place. That wasn't supposed to happen. So you got to make sure that you don't let Pittsburgh and the rest of these guys jump in front of you to get up there and get a shot at one of them quarterbacks that they want, man. You know, but that's neither here nor there, man. We're going to see that for another 10 games. For the next 10 weeks, we're going to see that. So it is what it is. But Money Mayweather paying somebody $3 million to take the fall, please. Seriously, the money is given to you up front, so you already know what you're going to make. You know, so why am I going to pay you $3 million to take the fall? I'm just going to go ahead and beat you up and then take my belt and go bet on somebody after the fight and make some more money. You know, come on, man. That's another one. Come on, man. Are you serious? What was the guy's name, man? He called his name. Like, what was his name? I want to give him a come on, man, tonight. You know, he got it. You can't be serious with that. Damien, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, Damien, you can't be for real, man. You can't be for real, man. And last but not least, man, I heard the talk about UGA, you know, they're not believing in UGA, and they saw University of Georgia in their football. It ain't that they saw, you know, we talk about it all the time, you know, on sports officials. The problem is Georgia plays down to their competition. You know, when they playing somebody, they come and ball out. But when they're not playing nobody, you know, you can look back to the North Texas game. It was 21-21 at half, and we're talking about North Texas, the Mean Green, you know. Don't nobody know nothing about North Texas except T-Row. Nobody know who they are. You know what I'm saying? Nobody know nothing about that. You know, but UGA, man, they down. They down both of their starting wide receivers. Their first, their first string running back is out. Second string running back is out for the year. I mean, so they just pretty much going on the wing in a prayer. And the common denominator and all of that losing that they got going on is Todd Grantham. And the Browns fans know about Todd Grantham, defensive coordinator. He horrible. You know, he horrible. Georgia putting up 30, 35, 40 points, but they're giving up 40, 45, 50 points. You know what I'm saying? So ain't nothing you can do about that, man. You know, and that professor in North Carolina, he right about that, but the difference between him and the hoop player bringing in the money. The professor not bringing in the money. He costing them money. The hoop player bringing in money with all that Nike apparel and being on TV and all that stuff. So, you know, I let Neil and I let Boogie talk about how the athletes bring in the money to the universities and everything. So that's the difference between him and him. You know, what's the difference between me and you? About 5 bank accounts, 2 ounces, and 3 vehicles. Y'all heard that before, man.
All right.
You heard it before, man.
Hey, damn it. Hey, T-Nick, I got one question for you, pimp.
Yes,
can you tell me why is it that Cleveland keeps skipping over Jason Campbell? I thought that he was the number two. I'm trying to figure this out. Is it because they don't want to go with the black quarterback, or is it because he's not, I'm not going to say he's not qualified. The guy has won a lot of games in the NFL, but is he not ready to take the helm for Cleveland?
I can tell you this. Jason Campbell is like a ride at Cedar Point or Jogger Lake or Six Flags or, you know, whatever you want to say. That ride is like Dennis Green said, he is who we thought he was. You've been there, you've done that, you know what you're going to get out of him, okay? What you're going to get out of Jason Campbell this year is you're going to get probably about 2-3 wins. That's what you're good for with Jason Campbell. Okay, so that 2-3 wins put you in about a 5-6-7 win season. Browns don't want to be at that 5-6-7 win season. They don't want to be there. Why? Because that's going to cost them a high draft pick. They need that high draft pick to be as close to the top as they can for Money Manziel. I'm telling you, they're going all in for that. There is no other reason. I mean, why wouldn't Brandon Weeden get hurt the first time you jump over Campbell to go to the third string? Why would you do that? I mean, don't nobody do that
right.
Before. You don't do that nowhere. You don't do that nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that nowhere, man. You know, but at the same time, when Brandon Weeden did get hurt that game and they brought Jason Campbell in, I don't know if y'all seen those 2 or 3 plays when he was in there, but, boy, he wasn't even ready, man. When Campbell went out, I seen the coach come up there and tap him on the shoulder, and he turned around and looked and seen he put his head down and threw his hat down and got a quick warm-up swipe quick around the field. He just there to get a check, man. You know what I'm saying? He just there to get a check, and it's all good. I ain't mad at him, man. He just there to get a check, man. You know, but I appreciate y'all sitting in yesterday, man. That little segment we had. Hey, for those who don't know, we the Voltron of sports. When we two come together, we can call us the street officials. We like Voltron when they come down. We're going to blow our whistles and we keep our ears to the streets. Appreciate y'all having my call, man. Y'all have a great show. I'll see y'all on Friday.
Man, streets. You heard that. The street officials. Boy, that boy don't be playing. That's what I'm talking about. That's the big brother, T. Nick. Catch them live, Nilly Nil, Mitch. You know, then the OG, Scope, Kate. You can catch them all, man. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. Get your ass up and listen to the show. Boy, it's hot over there. The street officials. You know what I'm saying? When you put the two, the streets is talking, and the sports officials together, that's what you get. The street officials. That's what I'm talking about. L Boogie. Man, you know what it is, man. It's almost time for us to get up out this joint, man, you know. Man, I want to say, man, you know, before we get out of here, man, much love to you, baby. You know, appreciate you coming through and showing some love with your brother on the Friday, on the weekend. We kicked it hard, you know what I mean? Studio Get Blue, always in the studio, you know what I'm saying? Taking a brother to another level. If you didn't know, now you know. You know what I'm saying? Skeet 'em all, much love to you, baby. I'm going to get at you right after the show, you know what I mean? Much love to the fam all the way around, you know what I mean? And it's going down, you know what I'm saying? So much love to the world, everybody around, you know what I'm saying? Ski Mask, I see you, baby. And all my pimp players checking us out on the web. You know I love you, man. Keep doing what you do. Like L Boogie say, man, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Damn it.
Man,
D-Mac, I see you, man. Tell all my nephews, man, I said what's up, man. You know? All the informants, all the snitches who provided the information, man. Especially, you know what I mean, goes out to our sponsor, the streets. And as usual, we still rolling. Shout out to Cookie Meeks, Pook, I see you. Man, to my sons, my daughter, she up in grad school, man, up in Connecticut. It's going down. We're going to holler about Midnight Madness. NCAA basketball has started. We got a lot to talk about on Friday. Get at us.
Jewels,
we see you, baby. Man, my cellmate, T-Row, I'm your boy, L Boogie. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. We out. See you at 9.
Is he that? Is he there? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. The streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. Bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. When shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again. Y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood. That's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues. I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the clues. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained. Front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. So they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parker, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell Atlantic and Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff are law. Niggas wanna press me. put my back to the wall. For pressure bust pipes, I know I'm faster, y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Taro. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Cold to y'all, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while they reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leave him. Apply full court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here. Full pressure to the trigger. Bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit. Dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit. Dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes, real lies and beams. Niggas wanna despise the team. To our playhead coach and straight up divide their team. Trade their man for some pies and a couple of things. To the